Ball comes forward, intended for Melvin. Nobody there, and it squirts loose, and Delaney in the defensive end picks it off for the Cardinals. Sabiston over the top toward Bullis, but Bullis racing through three defenders, knocked down 25 yards out, and there's no call. Jefferson Robley, with his hands extended to his side, wants to know about that non-call. So does Bullis, but we play on with Umstel knocking it into their offensive end. High bounce for Werner, and Werner cut off, sends it back. A long shot, and it goes wide to the left as winding and firing was Tyler Kaliko. And Kaliko misses it. It'll be a goal kick for the Cardinals. Kaliko maybe a little desperately there, trying to set his feet and hit one from 30 yards out. But it goes wide to the left. Kaliko has a pair of goals this year and came in leading the team with 8 shots on goal. But we remain scoreless with 16 minutes to play. Right. 14 shots now for Umsel and just 4 for the Cardinals. Not shots on goal, but just shots. And scoreless between these two teams. Now Umsel into the offensive end and push from behind. Tyler Kaliko takes a tumble, and that'll be a foul on the Cardinals. The restart will come 40 yards out, slightly to the left of the midline. Cards back off, and we'll have 3 men in a wall in front of Clay Stocker. Looks like they'll let the defender take it up, take that back. It's not Stocker, but John Huelsman. And Huelsman with a left foot hits it right into the wall. It bounces back to him, and he feeds it over to Karndorf, who takes the shot from 25 yards out and leaves it high. Strong shot by Connor Karndorf, but it again goes high, and we're scoreless with 15 minutes to play. Keevan has it set up at the 6-yard box on the left side. The bearded goalkeeper hangs it high into a slight breeze. Comes down at the midfield stripe. Battling for it is Delaney, surrounded by Tritons, and finally loose to short. Conyers on the left side goes back to short. The Cardinals send it back to regroup. Russell to Gifford. Right back to Gifford off the foot of Miller. And now Gifford dribbles toward the midfield stripe to Delaney, who chips it backwards to the defensive end. Stepping up, Russell rolls it on the ground, and short has possession in the offensive end. Back to Sabiston. He goes deep left side, where the run made by Conyers, crossing the ball, and it's right off the midsection of a defender and sent back to the middle. Cardinals putting pressure on the defenders as the ball deep in the offensive end for Jewell. They're hoping to pick something off and have a quick score. Umsel, though, from the deep corner, able to clear it out toward midfield, where Sabiston takes over for Jewell. Gifford rolls one to short, 30 yards out, drives from the left wing, and then is broken up, and Gifford gets the ball in the middle of the field. His chip knocked right back to him. He tries to go through a defender, now past a second defender, but cut off, and then a slide tackle knocking the ball away, but right to an Umsel player. Huelsman at midfield on the run, being marked by Sabiston. Ball comes up, and it's an offside, as too far ahead was Tyler Kaliko, about 40 yards from the end line. So the offsides against Umsel. That will be the 3rd offside against the Tritons, none against the Cardinals this afternoon. Gifford swings it to the wide side of the field as the Cardinals go from right to left in a scoreless game. Battling along the sideline is Jules Thomas Allen. He loses possession, and it's knocked high in the air by Girard, trying to clear it to midfield. Too wide, it's across the sideline, and a throw in for the Cardinals. Jewell and Umsel scoreless. Under 13 to play. Delaney knocks it over the top, being chased down the right side by the Cardinals. Tristan Morgan deep into the corner and locked, lost by the Tritons over the end line. They touched it as it went across the goal line, so a corner kick coming for the Cards. So a battle won by the Cardinals. And now they're saying it went out on the sideline, so it's a throw-in. It was deep in the corner. Throw-in made by Russell. He gets it right back off a deflection, and his ball toward the goal is knocked out of bounds again. This time it is across the end line, and it will be a corner. They will bring Conyers from midfield to take the corner on the far side, the right side of the field for the Jewel offense. Quentin jogs in to set the ball and take the set piece. The Cardinals move short up. They also put Conyers up. And on the far side, Bullis is always a target. A left-footed serve hangs in the air toward the man on the far side, Evan Miller. It's off his head and goes back toward the far corner. Sent to the middle. Tristan Morgan has it knocked away, then knocked into the corner where Umsel has it, and they'll clear it up the sideline right side. Toward midfield, where meeting the ball is Coleco. He is surrounded by Cardinals and fouled. Take your pick. It could be Sabiston. It could be Gifford. And Bullis was coming in on the triple team. Umsel to restart. Sending it laterally, 10 yards from the midfield line in the defensive end. Now the long ball again to the left side. Hulsman is there. He has it 15 yards away, sends it back deep, and it slips off the foot of Nick Werner to midfield. Regathered by Umsel, and they'll be patient there. Now the long ball comes, and Hulsman getting a little bit of a step, but then Keevan cuts him off from the ball, and he's not able to get to it before it goes across the end line, so it'll be a goal kick for the Cardinals. So Keevan playing an angle there and just interfering a little bit with the path of Hulsman to the ball. Jake Meyercourt into the match for Umsel along with John O'Brien. I believe it's O'Brien's first time in, a 6'1 senior from Oakville High School in the St. Louis area. Here's Keevan with the goal restart. Hangs up around the midfield line. Gifford challenges it along with Hulsman. The ball won by the Tritons. They get it up the left side. Coleco turns, fires. It's blocked right back to him, and he sends it to the left side where Werner dribbles and sends it forward along the left sideline. Shot taken by Hulsman, and Keevan blocks it out of bounds. It was headed for the near post from the left wing, and Keevan a dive to knock it out of bounds. A corner coming for Umsel with 9:35 left in the match. From the left corner, Werner puts a right foot in it, curves it, and it is off the forehead of the Cardinals. Jordan Evans, a bicycle kick attempt, but not well struck, and it'll be out of bounds across the end line, and the goal kick comes for the Cardinals. The goal kick, or the bicycle kick, rather, looked like was attempted by Coleco, and he was about, a dozen yards from the end line, slightly to the right side. He just didn't hit it very well. It came off the side of his foot. Russell in the defensive end, passes forward. Sabiston ricochets as it pinballs around, and Sabiston dribbles up the left side. 35 yards out, leaves it back for Russell, then ahead to Short. Short's got some room to work. He edges up toward the box. Now turns around, fires with the left foot. It's blocked away, but knocked into the corner where the Cardinals recover. Ball up toward Morgan. Morgan 15 yards out, fighting for possession, is able to send it wide to the right. Chipped into the box and a little bit short. It bounces, and still a chance for Delaney. Chips it in the air toward Bullis, and it's just a little bit too high, as Derek would have had a clear shot at a header, but it goes high, and Umsel comes the other way. Cardinals put together a nice series there, but the little chip shot on a high bouncing ball by Delaney, a difficult try for Delaney, just went a little bit high. Into the offensive end, Jake Meyercourt of Umsel loses it across the sideline, and now before the ball can be put back into play, the Cardinals will bring off the bench Joel Bryce. Bryce has come in as a freshman to give the Cardinals some energy from time to time, and he comes in now with 7:42 left in the match. Will take the place of Tristan Morgan. So we'll see if Bryce can kind of jumpstart the offense a little bit. Scoreless, time running down. There is the potential of overtime. At midfield, a foot back to the defenders as Karnduff just sends it back, and Umsel patient again on the defensive backfield. To the left side, slightly across midfield. Hulsman steps up, heads it back to the sideline, and again, Umsel will be patient. They send it back into the defensive end where Joe Rund moves laterally with the ball at his feet. Rund 10 yards from the midfield stripe, waits, turns, now lost possession, but fortunately for him, it rolls to Kaliko, and Kaliko attacks on the right side. Kaliko through traffic, 30 yards out, 20 yards out, tries to nudge it forward, gets it up to the goal, and it bounces in. It was knocked forward, and then John Huelsman, about 8 yards out, just misdirected it or directed it. The change of direction was enough to get it by Keevan from 8 yards out, and Huelsman makes it 1-0 Umsel. The play through as they bring the ball up. Kaliko got within about 15 yards before it was knocked loose to Huelsman, who simply directed it slightly past Keevan. And on the board is Umsel with 6:40 to play in the game as the goal comes in the 84th minute.